1 Samuel chapter 19. And Saul spoke to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan Saul's son delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul my father seeks to kill you. I ask you now therefore, take heed to yourself until the morning, and stay in a secret place, and hide yourself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I will commune with my father concerning you. And what I see, that I will tell you. And Jonathan spoke good of David to Saul his father, and said to him, Do not let the king sin against his servant, against David. Because he has not sinned against you, and because his works have been very good towards you. Because he put his life in his hand, and killed the Philistine, and the Lord Jehovah brought a great salvation for all Israel. You saw it, and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood, to kill David without a cause? And Saul listened to the voice of Jonathan, and Saul swore, As the Lord Jehovah lives, he shall not be killed. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan told him all those things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence, as in times past. And there was war again. And David went out, and fought with the Philistines, and killed them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Lord Jehovah was upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand. And David played his harp with his hand. And Saul sought to strike David even to the wall with the spear, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he threw the javelin into the wall, and David fled, and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers to David's house, to watch him, and to kill him in the morning, and Michal David's wife told him, saying, If you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you shall be killed. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went, and fled, and escaped. And Michal took an image, and laid it in the bed, and put a pillow of goat's hair for his head, and covered it with a cloth. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, He is sick. And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, Bring him up to me in the bed, that I may kill him. And when the messengers had come in, there was an image in the bed, with a pillow of goat's hair for his head. And Saul said to Michal, Why have you deceived me so, and sent away my enemy, that he has escaped? And Michal answered Saul. He said to me, Let me go. Why should I kill you? So David fled, and escaped, and came to Samuel to Ramah, and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and lived in Naioth. And it was told Saul, saying, Look! David is at Naioth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then he also went to Ramah, and came to a great well that is in Seku, and he asked and said, Where are Samuel and David? And one said, Look! They are at Naioth in Ramah. And he went there to Naioth in Ramah. And the Spirit of God was upon him also, and he went on, and prophesied, until he came to Naioth in Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also, and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Therefore they say, Is Saul also among the prophets?